Hello and thanks for joining us on the NITV News podcast. An Adelaide man has been charged with more than 40 historical child abuse offences involving Aboriginal children from the Northern Territory. Police allege 65-year-old Trevor James Scroop committed the offences over three decades between 1990 and 2023. They say the charges against him relate to 30 victims from the NT. The Adelaide District Court heard that Scroop had an agreement with South Australia's Department for Child Protection to accommodate young Aboriginal boys from the NT while they attended school in Adelaide. The 65-year-old has pleaded not guilty to the charges and has been remanded in custody. A joint SA and NT police task force has been investigating the case since Scroop was arrested in September 2023.
However, today we are seeking for information from people who might have knowledge of this investigation, whether they be victims or witnesses. And we're asking for those people to contact police.
This is a very troubling investigation that's had a devastating impact on Indigenous, and a particular Indigenous community in the Northern Territory. Horrific, vile allegations that need to be properly processed through the court.
A commemoration service has been held in Sydney to honour the survivors of the Stolen Generations and acknowledge their painful connection to Sydney's Central Station. Hundreds of stolen children arrived by train at Central's Platform 1 before being separated from their siblings and sent to institutions throughout the state.
A ceremony of healing and truth-telling. Survivors and families gathered at Sydney Central Station to remember the painful significance of the rail station to the Stolen Generations.
This number one platform, it's very, very hard because right now I'm back when I was 8 years of age.
For hundreds of survivors, Platform 1 in Central Station marks the beginning of lifelong trauma.
Platform 1 was where the trains came in. And the children who had been removed from their families were forced onto the trains and they were sent out to locations right across New South Wales.
They brought me down here to Platform 1. I was sent up to Mittagong, and that's a place you never want to go to.
Wiradjuri artist Aunty Faye Mosley was only 11 years old when she arrived at Central Station. She now shares her story through her art.
We thought we were coming down for a holiday, but they brought us here, took us up to Bridge Street, where the Aboriginal Welfare Board was, because we had to be registered and then taken back to Cootamundra.
The ceremony serves as a powerful reminder of the institutional injustices that should never be forgotten.
It's important that the railways acknowledge their part in this terrible period of history, because it contributes to reconciliation.
This is going to be passed on, and it will teach, and it will bring about reconciliation, the stories in it. They will know what we've gone through.
Rachel Bakey, NITV News.
Mob in Arnhem Land are mourning the passing of a revered elder, Mr. M. Marika. The Rarajingu elder was chosen by his clan to be one of the first rangers in 1992, and he has worked to deliver sustainable outcomes for traditional owners for over 30 years. In 2018, Prince Charles recognised his environmental efforts, particularly his work cleaning up marine plastic debris. In 2020, Mr. Marika was honoured with a Lifetime Achievement Award from Territory National Resource Management. And earlier this year, he was nominated as NT Local Hero in the Australian of the Year Awards. Mr. M. Marika also launched initiatives to help combat community violence, antisocial behaviour and substance abuse. First Nations health providers are gathering in Meanjin, Brisbane this week for the annual Queensland Aboriginal and Islander Community Health Conference. Bringing together community leaders, health professionals and policymakers, the two-day event will focus on ways to give communities greater control of their health and meet closing the gap targets. The Queensland Health Minister outlined his government's key priorities for improving First Nations health across the state, while delegates say more grassroots solutions are needed to close health gaps in First Nations communities.
Whilst there wasn't a lot. It was the that commitment and reaffirming the commitment to community control, and he actually said that, and knowing that we're best placed to serve our communities, and that's a big step for us.
To get real outcomes, the government needs to engage with us properly, not on a consultation basis, be genuine about it, and let us give you some of the solutions and ideas.
A concert celebrating Mabo Day has been held in Naarm, Melbourne, featuring an array of local Torres Strait Islander performers. Hosted by the City of Melbourne and the Koori Heritage Trust, it commemorates the efforts of Eddie Koiki Mabo, who successfully led a high court bid that overturned the legal fiction of Terra Nullius.
So Mabo Day is actually really important for us. It's a celebration, but it's also remembering. It's remembering the past. It's remembering the work that Uncle Eddie Koiki Mabo actually did in terms of taking the case to the High Court and winning that. And I think it's a recognition, and it's a time of celebrating a way forward as well.
And a new light is set to shine on stage as Bangarra Dance Theatre premieres Illume, its first ever visual arts collaboration led by artistic director Francis Rings and artist Daryl Sibisado. Inspired by Bard Country in northwest WA, Illume brings together music, art and dance to show how light has guided and sustained Indigenous culture for thousands of years. My Keely Siren reports.
Weaving dance, music and visual art to explore the deep connection between light and First Nations identity.
To focus on country, to be able to restore cultural practice and language, to be able to get young people interested in and proud about their identity and their culture and what they inherit.
Shedding light on climate and connection to country. The Bangarra performance is a collaboration between choreographer Francis Rings and visual artist Darren Sivisado.
It's a very collaborative work that because of their skill, their expertise, you know, and what they know, they've made it easy for me to fit in there.
The powerful union will tackle the modern impacts of artificial light and how it's dimming the ability to read the stars and share sacred sky lore. It will also explore how light has captivated and sustained First Nations people for millennia.
You get this sense of energy from it. You get this vibration. You get this sense of connecting to something very, very old. But also that it's still existing today. It's alive and breathing and continuing.
Charting this journey in the context of a climate emergency.
Our knowledge systems and our connection to our knowledge systems that are embedded in country, they are speaking to us all the time and they're telling us that the seasons are changing.
After its Sydney premiere, the production will tour nationally, shedding light on ancient knowledge and modern challenges. McKeely Siren, NITV News.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune into NITV News weeknights at 6:30 p.m. and stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.